All right, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, according to wherever you are. First of all, I'd like to just give you all a big hug and thank you all for being here. I have received extremely positive feedback from the previous discussions. I have felt very deep connections, and I see that we are sharing on a level that I think is extraordinary and not precedented in the past. And I thank you very much for that because it is all our, we are an us, we have become connected as friends on a level that is very meaningful, on a level that has extraordinary, of course, it has extraordinary meaning, but it's beyond meaning. It has extraordinary, well, love. It's not just love, though. There's no word to describe it. One would need a new word. Perhaps it is essential, sharing of essence. Sharing of essence. That is probably the best phrase to describe what's happening. It's a sharing of essence. Because when we speak of essence, we speak of that which is us, and sharing that says everything. Now, I had intended on starting with again these Hathor sound gifts, Hathor, the ones that we did 2 weeks ago, which were the meditations on the pineal gland and the heart. I wanted to start with that because these meditations, they just create an extraordinary pathway. But that pathway is only apparent when your purpose is to create that pathway. In other words, when your purpose is to create that pathway, these meditations place you in that path. So you intend on that creation, and these meditations help you along the way. It was very interesting in the Higher Media Forum about it was in that questions about the future. And what was really interesting is that topic became corrupted. The database, of course, I'm not going to get into the technology of it, but the technicalities of it, but that database, which holds all that information, became corrupted. That the server, the provider, could not handle the connection between the information put in by the participants and where it was stored. So what was happening was that the connection couldn't happen fast enough. So the information was updated in one place, but not another place. So the database became corrupted. And that was very interesting because it meant to me, and no tech support person understood it at all. They just went blank. They brought it up to the highest levels of tech support. They couldn't figure it out. So I moved it over to my own server, and it's working now. But it was that topic, because that topic was unleashing an energy, I suppose a revelation, which was very fascinating. It was very interesting. But it was also something that was on another wavelength than everything else in that forum. Everything else that people are usually understanding, usually dealing with. And what was most interesting is that even though I can speak things which are so true, which are so vastly connected, not vastly connected, silly sentence, but shall we say cosmically connected, or not even the cosmos, interdimensionally connected on so many unique and really extraordinary levels, with such a pattern of interconnectedness and, shall we say, the web and fiber of the transferal or sharing of essence. But it's stated in such a way that if you understand it, you understand it. If you don't understand it, it doesn't matter because you don't even know it's there. I think that's really cool. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's just, how to say, it's a factor wherein something is and isn't at the same time. It's kind of like magical. I suppose something magical is something whereby you're doing something and not doing it at the same time. It's like being there and not being there at the same time. It's like it exists, it doesn't exist at the same time. The reason that's interesting is because it protects us fully. And at the same time, it gives us that extraordinary capacity to keep the matrix integrated with the earthly energies. It allows the energy of the earth to come up through our energetic body from the where it connects to the earth's energy through the feet, up to the heavens through our hands, where we may hold it down. It connects us and the earth, so we may hold it together until that integration is completed, until the integration of energy between essence and the place or field in which essence plays, expresses, is complete. That the connection is complete. The integration is so alloyed that you can no longer separate the elements into their original parts. You know an alloy? An alloy is where you have two metals, for example, that join together to make a new metal. It's called an alloy. When the energy of the earth and the energy of essence are alloyed, this alloy has in and of itself qualities which are unique, different than the original elements. Now, this is not necessarily alchemy. Like, for example, if you take two elements together that are easily alloyed, and make a third one. You can do this in metal class or just by having heat. That's how steel is made. You take iron and put some other junk in there and it creates steel at very high heats. Anyone can do it. Steel was discovered this way hundreds and hundreds of years ago. The term alloy means the process of joining, the process of creating something new from the connection. Whereas alchemy is the same thing, but the process to do it is beyond simple physical metallurgy or simple physical chemical combinations. In other words, you cannot take any known physical ingredient, either it be heat, or it be electrical current, or it be cold, or it be pressure, or whatever. It's not that you take these physical ingredients and apply some kind of catalyst of energy that is known, and it will create a new thing. Alchemy means that you take ingredients and you mix them using energy and frequency that only appears and manifests in very specific circumstances. So like when we combine the earth's energy with the heaven's energy. If you remember, or maybe you don't remember, but very long ago, I started this meditation of bringing up, I didn't start it, but I did it with you, bringing up the energy of the earth through the bottoms of the feet, up the legs, to the heart, bringing down the energy of heaven through the crown chakra to the heart, and having heaven and earth meet in the heart. That was a alloy in the usual sense of the term. It was a meditation anybody could do. After all you have to do is do the visualizations, the energies of the earth you can accept, the energies of the heaven you can accept. Having them meet in the heart, it takes a little bit of meditative skill, a little bit of visualization skill, not more. It's an easy thing to do. Now, when you take that same energy from the earth, and you take that same energy from the heavens, but now you do it in an alchemical manner, you add to that formula, that laboratory test tube, another ingredient. Your very directed and focused conscious awareness and intention born of your essence that is not of this usual, I have to use these words, very sorry, dimensional space. It creates an alchemical reaction that is extremely different, extremely unique, that is of a completely different nature than anything else. Okay, now let's qualify this, because when I speak about this dimensional space, I personally have no idea what I'm talking about, because I don't exist in anything but this dimensional space. I mean, I can't not be in a dimensional space. Where would I be? I can't not exist. So when I use a phrase, it's a bad phrase, this dimensional space. I have to qualify that because it makes no sense. Sure. You can listen to it. You can hear it. And it makes sense somewhere. I meant, and you heard what I meant, the usual space that everybody assumes is the sum total of reality in our world. But that is a very, an assumption. It's not a nice assumption, because first of all, we don't know everybody who's in this so-called space. And why should we assume something about other people? Because as soon as I assume something about other people, I'm restricting my awareness and perception of other people, as we discussed last week. And if, and this is a very important if other people, and they do, of course, have that connection due to the unique nature of their essence to a dimension that is of a very unique, very special, very extraordinary connection, a very extraordinary frequency, where they are not really aware that it is so extraordinary and unique. It means that every single person has that extra dimensionality. And so that means when I say something silly like this normal dimensional space, it's a meaningless statement. But what's amazing is everyone thinks it has meaning. That means we share a group illusion. We share a group misidentification or miscalculation, better word, miscalculation, where we assume, using that energy, that we're not good enough, we assume that we are just of this space like everyone else is. And because of that, we underestimate ourselves, and in that underestimation, we pull ourselves down. We underestimate others, and in that estimation, we pull others down. And everything becomes a big anchor keeping it all down. And it is that anchored consciousness that I referred to, and we all understood what I meant. Now, if somebody understood the concept of reaching through the essential frequency of another person to their connection to their unique vibratory space of another dimensional quality, then one, first of all, to do that knows that oneself is good enough, that oneself has awareness and perceptual capacity, and that the other person is uniquely special and not just as a philosophical concept, but as an actual awareness, a realized concept. It transforms the way you deal, transforms the way you see. Your awareness becomes extremely expanded. Now, the alchemy of the connection between the heaven and the earth. Now, this matrix we're holding, when we keep it down, it's not the matrix. Let's make some definitions clear. It's not the matrix of existence, because that you can't hold down. It's everywhere. But we're talking about a sub-matrix, or we're talking about an auxiliary matrix, a concentric rings type of matrix that has been formulated by the consciousness and awareness. Oh, and never forget this, the deep love, the deepest love of those beings who are divine, who are aware, who exist in dimensional spaces far beyond this usual, as I defined it, anchored dimensional space, who out of that extraordinary love knowing that there's only one of us, knowing that the connections are so arranged that our destruction is their pain on a level that is far beyond our usual capacity to feel or understand. Our destruction is their form or part destruction. What we lose, they lose. And we are only concerned with win-win. There is only win-win. Nothing else exists. Not really, because there's wars and there's win-lose in a war. But that's not an event that has been initiated by those beings of love who share that love. I don't mean amorphous beings of love. I mean real persons. They don't initiate war. They respond to it with enormous power and capacity. They are not aggressors. They are not exploiters. They are not selfishly motivated. But they are not foolish. They don't allow selfish exploiters and aggressors victory. Now, they, out of love and out of mutual preservation, have given birth to this auxiliary or expanded or child matrix. They've given birth to this child matrix, sub-matrix, which is a clone of, or not even a clone, but a organic manifestation of their essence, which is also our essence. Because it's the best way in which us and them can connect. It is the absolute best manner. It's probably the closest approximation of the only manner in which we can connect to what they are. Because we are both essence. There's only one of us. Now, how do you connect? I mean, there have been plenty of people in the past who've done channeling, who've told us this and that, who've told us what should be, what is, what we should do, concepts we should understand. That's all okay, but it's not our experience. And unless that brings us to essence, it will never be our experience. It will be something we hear. It will be something we learn. It will be something we accept. It can also be something we embrace with great faith. But unless and until it is of our essence, it remains outside of our experience. So it was decided to let this child matrix be drawn to the essence of those who are on earth today. One of the qualities in this design is its magnetic attraction to the vibrational frequencies of those who are on earth today, who are of that group, family, of responsible people who are here to do this. And other people don't know what I'm talking about. They think it is New Agey or wildly esoteric, or total fantasy, complete illusion, very presumptuous, filled with pride, or whatever. Because they have no experience. This particular alchemical reaction cannot exist without experience. The only qualification for membership in this is simply that you enter into it. Nothing else. It is entirely and totally experiential. And on top of that, it is not elitist, because even though, yes, it is true, there are a very special group of people who are seated here for a long time to perform this particular task at this particular moment in time, amongst other things. Don't just think you exist for one thing alone. You are a very comprehensive, integrated package. But amongst all those things, this one has great significance for the future, for the survival and existence of the future. And these people have the capacity to accept the experiential essence. That means the essence with the sense, aware sense, to perform this work, because it requires alchemy. What was the alchemy specifically? I can say it. It doesn't matter, because you either understand it or you don't, because you either experience it or you don't. Even you think you understand it. These words are obvious. It was fantastic that somebody said, somebody who even was supposed to have understood, said in that forum that it takes me 5 minutes to know what you're talking about, and I got it all. I know another person who told me it takes them 30 seconds. And it's fantastic. By their experience, they prove they know very little. I'm just bewildered by the pride and presumptuousness. Because what I'm doing is not transferred by words. I am transmitting a frequency, a vibration. I am tuning myself to you and yourself to me, so that through me you find that connection to those dimensions, and through you I find that connection, and we make that circle of connection. So much so that all I have to do is ask you to reach up and grab the matrix and hold it down, and you do it. You regular people out there, you moms, you dads, you guys, you girls, plain folks, you do it. You feel it. You experience it. Wild. And all of what we've gone through all of these years was meant for attaining that capacity. Now you've got it. What did you do just for the sake of your own minds? You know it because you felt it, you experienced it. But what you did was alchemy. Mystical, spiritual alchemy. You took the earth. Whether you were aware you were doing it or not, because you are connected there. I've talked so much about nature, so much about the environment, so much about sharing with nature, being aware of nature, feeling the plants, feeling the trees, feeling the sun, feeling the sky, feeling the earth, feeling the water, feeling this beautiful planet upon which we reside, connecting with its core of consciousness and energy, and accepting that into your life. It's accepted. And then connecting with the divine, connecting with those special beings and accepting them into your life and embracing that. Now, for me to be a participant in doing this, I had to make a very significant change in the way I present myself. Previously, I had to present myself, you know, as somebody who's just sharing with you, somebody who just, you know, you can believe it or not believe it, or take it or not take it, or I don't know necessarily. I mean, you can, whatever, and anybody can partake or whatever. I can't do that right now. I have to be more energetically, I have to say what's really going on, because if I try to cheat you at this point as to what I do, how I do it, you'll see through that. And then you'll get upset with me. This is already going on, and okay, I'm sorry. You know, sometimes you have to act in certain ways in order to accomplish certain things, and even though you don't, you know, you... And anyway, I'm that kind of person. I don't like to be in the front of things. I like to be behind the scenes manipulating and giving advice and watching people do things great and watching them grow. And I'm like, you know, this little pushy guy back here. I don't like to be out front. But, okay, I'm out front. Now, I can't allow people to try to place me in some other role, because right now I cannot be in some other role. Right now, to do what has to be done, I have to be in this role. So when somebody tries to diminish what I am or place me in some lesser situation, or I can't believe it, even these words, the brotherhood, if I really want to advance, I should join the brother. I mean, like, Lord, I don't know. It's just so insulting. You can't imagine. You really can't imagine how that insults me when I hear it. It's like, it creates such an anger in me that, you know, I want to rip you into little bits, like little itsy bits. Just, it's like there's this pride that comes out and says, you have no clue what's going on here. So better you just go somewhere else. Now, I have this problem that sometimes I can become very angry. I can do things in a way which is contrary to my usual peaceful, content kind of a nature, which is predominant. And I have to really deal with that. Lord Shiva is the perfect example of dealing with that. Just imagine the Lord of all destruction is meditating peacefully and only manifests this volcanic, cosmic, unlimited energy when it is time to do so, or when something really, really bad happens. Or actually, and I'm very glad that some of you have understood this, this is the time of Goddess Durga. She is running the show. And it's not a time of humility. It's a time of honesty. Like if I try to be humble or whatever, or I try to hide, and you are aware, you will see through that. And then you will ask, why are you doing that? What are you trying to accomplish? Are you trying to impress somebody? Are you trying to hide? What have you got to hide? Who are you trying to impress? Well, now I've got nothing to hide, because we are now dealing on a level where I can say anything at this point, as long as I don't drop in between. And either you've got the experience or you don't. You're either with it or you're not. So I don't have to worry. And who am I hiding from? Nobody, because those who would worry about it don't even know what's happening. Even they look right at it, they think that's silly, or that's wrong, or that's foolish. So, new ball game, as they say. New football game. We've gone from the World Cup to the Cosmic Cup. Now, What is the alchemy? The alchemy is that we take what we already have, that connection of the earth, we take what we already have, the connection to the heavens. But just because you're connected doesn't mean that's everything. That's just like the preliminary. It's like you're standing on the grass in amongst the trees. You're standing there. You've got it. Okay. Now what? Well, the what is, if you look up, and now I mean it from the sense of being a tree where your roots are deeply in the earth and you're reaching high into the sky as a very beautiful, blooming, mature, and powerful tree of energy. If your awareness is to that space, and I help by tuning you, you look up and what do you see? Well, when I tell you, you see the matrix, that child matrix. When you see this, I'm on the other side helping to push it down. So you may not find me in that matrix, but it doesn't matter because I'm on the other side. You feel me, but you don't find me. That doesn't matter, but just for those of you who are getting really good at this, that's the explanation. But now you look up, it floats down. It's attracted gravitationally to your essence. It is tuned to your essence. It is a conscious thing that's going on. They know up there, we know who you are. So the programming, if I can use such a gross word, the programming of this child matrix includes your essence. It says, oh, I hate saying this, but it says kind of like, if vibrational frequency equals so, then initiate linking procedure. So linking procedure is initiated. So all you have to do is raise your hands and see it coming, and it's there. Otherwise, how is it possible that you guys out there, you girls out there, catch it, grab it, hold it down even? You're holding down that matrix, connecting it to the earth, and feeling that intense flow through your body, up your spine, through your top of your head, your arms. It just grabs it, holds it down, and you're just filled with such a power, incredible power, universal power. Not only that, you are doing a service for these people on this earth they can never repay you for. You don't even need repayment. You've already got it. This is a totally personal, interdimensional connection. More than that, interaction. More than that, sharing of essence, sharing of love, an experience far beyond anything that can be experienced in this world. Now, I've seen, since I started talking, about four places where people were listening have dropped out. And it's become easier to say these things as they drop out. Although they cannot understand, if they are involved, their negativity, their confusion creates a minor disturbance. So we sweep it away. But when we connect, it's an extraordinary thing. And I thank you. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I embrace you, and I hug you. I shake your hand, I pat you on the back. We jump up and down together. Because this is a very personal thing. A very personal thing. It's an achievement. It's something great. And you should know it. Because we got to keep doing it. It's not something you do once a week. It's not something that you do once and it stays. Because as we do this, there are others who have a lot of power who are trying to push it away. And what is interesting is they actually think that's the right thing to do. They actually think it's the best thing to do. That keeping people in illusion, keeping people away from their essence, is for their benefit. And therefore, they have diverted the attention of spiritualists who are connected with religions or in elitist groups. Not all of them, not all groups, not every person within any group, but they have succeeded in diverting the majority away from that energy which would give them the capacity to negate and nullify what they are doing. They have created such a diversion that you even have people out there who are totally convinced that what they are doing is the real spiritual thing. But what they are really doing is pushing away that child matrix, which is transforming the earth by holding it to earth's energy together with energy of heaven, because they want to blow it away. They want to take complete control, and they cannot. Not only that, they're losing, because we and others like us, I'm not saying we're an elite group, are succeeding. They may be powerful, very powerful, more powerful than you imagine, but they're not more powerful in the total sense. Our victory and their defeat is not guaranteed. It's still potentially doubtful. You don't know how much destruction has to take place for their networks of control to totally unravel. How much earth reaction has to take place. How much financial reaction, military reaction, violence, cataclysm, the unraveling of their capacity to control as more and more people wake up. And waking up is not what they want. Not what they want. And it's exactly what we want. So why is everybody so into zombies and vampires nowadays? Movies after movies, TV show, kids are into it. Well, because those beings are dead, but they're living. Catch that image. It's the living aware versus the living dead. It's become very obvious. The sleepers in relation to awareness and the awake. It's becoming very clear. It's clarifying. It's personal. Person to person. It's personal. Us. Now, for those who believe in there's only one of us, those who feel it, those who experience it, they push away or they protect themselves against the unaware or those who are in illusion regretfully. They regret it. They're not happy about it. It's not pleasurable. They don't feel good about it. But they know they must. It's their responsibility to the future. But even more so, it's their responsibility to their own integrity of their experience of the now. For us to maintain the integrity of the experience of now, we must not be entangled or blocked by those who are asleep or those who are controlled by those who wish to control the future by controlling the present. Now, I've said enough. It's kind of like you have this wonderful thing, and then at the same time you have this negative thing, and they are definitely at odds right now. But what's good about it is that, okay, it's a battle, but they have no access to our energy of it unless you are diverted. Unless you are diverted. It's only through diversion that this can work. If you become diverted, you lose the focus. If you become diverted, you lose the capacities. Not permanently, but you become diverted, which means you're supposed to have your attention one place, it goes somewhere else. So that we have to worry about. And even though, sorry, I have to say it, even though you guys are great, you're wonderful, you've done huge stuff, you're not very experienced at this. It's somewhat new. And because of that, do not make the mistake of being confident, because you can be diverted by anger, by being entangled in anger. Therefore, detachment, very important. Not to be detached from that which is of the essence, but to be detached from things which grab your energy and pull it away. That takes experience. So we have to still work on that, because there's ever-increasing levels of mastery over the discipline of energy. And moving through these ever-increasing complexities requires a similar form of expansion of awareness. So week by week, step by step, I shall do my part to contribute to that expansion. I shall do my part to contribute to give you tools and facilities to enable you to unfold and manifest your extraordinary power and capability that you are, without ever trying to tell you what you are, how you manifest your energies, restrict you in any way, or discourage you. But you must be aware of the context within which this is happening. It's not just all wonderful energies. It's there's quite a contrast here. And so one has to deal with it by being aware with it. But when one has got that awareness, it's immediately, you take one look and you become suspicious. And after a short while, you begin to understand how you have to adjust yourself to deal with that which you are suspicious of until it earns your trust. Never take at surface level what something seems to be. Hello? Never take at surface level, or never just assume that things are what they seem to be. What it appears to be is not by rule what it is. It could be many things. People are so filled with motives and intentions. They do not express, or they express things to divert or bewilder you so they can manifest their motives and intentions better, which are not necessarily in your interests. So one must see the energy of another, and by seeing it, know when they're being honest or dishonest, and having faith in your awareness of that. Just as I know I can't hide everything from everybody, because some of you see through that, understand that's also there from others. So others, out of defense, if they see you seeing through them, often become angry, or they try to bewilder you, or divert you somewhere else, or divert your attention away, or entangle you in something so that you cannot continue that level of awareness that sees right through them and sees how they're being dishonest.